This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Magic number for the white and gold to lock down the top seed in the Eastern Conference is 2, which basically means it's over. They will be the number one seed in the Eastern Conference. The Cleveland Guardians, we're going to forget that they had to go to San Diego the last 3 days. We're just going to pretend that never happened. They are still on the road. Workers over at the ballpark right now are working frantically to get the paint on the walls and the carpet down and the new TVs installed and whatever else they're doing for $435 million over there so that it's ready to go for the home opener on Tuesday. Lots of Browns to get into. The Kirk Cousins stuff just will not go away. D. Orlando Ledbetter from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, he's going to join us at 11:20. We'll have Mike Sando from The Athletic. He had an interesting column that he posted. We're going to get into that. Also going to talk about what is really going on with the Browns quarterback situation, and it very may well turn into another Daryl I Told You So segment, as in Daryl Told You So.
You're getting really good at these victory laps. You know, you're going to be in unbelievable shape. You might have to sign up for a half marathon the way this is going. I mean, you've taken so many victory laps to this point. I feel like the 5K is too easy.
I might be ready for the Cleveland Marathon.
Yeah, exactly.
They still do that these days,
right?
The
amount of victory laps that you've taken over this is just, you're in phenomenal shape.
I did a lung capacity test yesterday. It's one of those things just popped up online in my feed. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, let's see. You know, it's been a rough 8 months, you know, with the dealing with all the bugs flying around or whatever. If it was flying around, I was catching it. Lost my voice for 2 weeks. Some people probably didn't complain about that, but doesn't work well for me.
No, sadly, you picked a profession where that's a necessity.
But so I did the lung capacity test yesterday, okay, and I almost made it to Superman lungs.
Nice!
Which I think that's somewhat...
Attaboy, win back!
I don't know that was accurate, though.
Really?
Because I find myself doing a lot of huffing and puffing when I'm climbing stairs or walking more than 50 feet at a time. So I don't know how accurate those are, but at least I guess for 30 seconds it made me feel better about myself.
You know what? That's a win. You take every little win that you could possibly get. I used to be able to, at one point, be able to dive in and hold my breath across underwater in a pool and be able to go to the other side.
And so what happened?
I stopped swimming.
Okay. I thought you were going to say you got old.
No, I stopped swimming and lost that technique. And I did it once for my little cousin was asking me to do it once. I was like, okay, let's see how this goes. I got like a quarter. So I came just.
So is it wrong? The last time I went swimming, and I won't tell you when that was, but it had been a long time in between. I was just thrilled I still knew how to float.
That's a win. That's a good thing.
And then, like, it must be like a natural muscle memory thing, because I got the breaststroke back real fast. I got the backstroke back real fast. It was like being a kid again, learning in the neighborhood pond. We used to do the Red Cross used to do swimming lessons.
Yeah.
In the summer, this place called Farmer Jim's, and it literally was like on a farm.
What?
Yes.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And in a pond.
Oh, that.
Yes.
That's even better. But no, hold the breath next to the fish. Go. Why does this guy look like me?
No, there's no fish in the pond.
Okay.
Now, growing up, we had my parents had a pond dug in the backyard.
Right.
And we put fish in it. And the one and only time I swam in that pond, it was the very last, the first and the last time, I was doing a lap, and a fish came straight up out the water right next to me. And you know, you're doing the breaststroke, so when you're turning, right?
Right.
So I do the turn and I'm looking, and there is this big fish flying up, and I got out of there as quickly as possible and I never went back. That was it for me swimming in the family pond. So if you have any terrifying swimming experiences, feel free to let us know. Yeah. We'd love to hear from you, right?
Exactly.
216-474-0092. But let's talk about the Cavs, Dan. Good game for them last night, at least the second half. Donovan Mitchell, Jared Allen really came alive there in the third quarter. The first half was certainly one to forget. It was as if they were sleepwalking for a bit. They trailed by as many as 14 points, or 15 points, I should say, in that second quarter. Then whatever Kenny Atkinson said to them at halftime, I don't know if this time he threw a dozen water bottles. I don't know if, you know, you put a microphone in there and it just sounded like Morse code for the entire halftime. But whatever he said certainly worked, because the defensive intensity really picked up there in the third quarter, and they just really put the boots to the New York Knicks there in the second half. And as I mentioned in the open, magic numbers down to two. They're almost there. They're at the threshold, right? Knocking on the door, ready to open it. They're basically there to be the top seed in the Eastern Conference.
It was almost like Donovan Mitchell in the beginning of the second half was just like, okay, we're done here. Like, hey, let's let's do this. Let's finish this off and let's go home. Because in the first half, like, I'll give the Knicks a little bit of credit as well. OG Anunoby couldn't miss. I mean, right. There was some good defense played on Anunoby in the first quarter, in the first half, and
yeah,
he just couldn't miss those corner threes to save
then
his soul.
Then they put Isaac Okoro on him in the third quarter, and that was that.
Clamp, done. You know, it
4 points in the second half.
Yep. And that's the thing with this team, is it's almost like, and the way that this regular season is gone, it's almost like they kind of need those moments every so often where maybe it's Donovan Mitchell who's the one who does it, or maybe it's Kenny Atkinson in the locker room who's also doing it. But they just need someone to give them kind of the swift kick in the rear end and go, okay, let's do this. You know, let's kick this into sixth gear. Let's blow these guys out of here, and then we can go home. Like,
yeah, 71-45. That's what they outscored them, and the ball got rolling. The Cavalanche. Are we still allowed to say Cavalanche?
I think so.
The Cavs put in the whole trademark thing. I'm not wearing a t-shirt, so I think I can still say it.
I don't have the t-shirt either.
The lawyers will tell us. we'll get a memo this afternoon.
Oh, no. Here comes billable hours.
Just what we want, Thursday afternoon meetings.
Billable hours.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Cavalanche 18-8 to start the third quarter, and they really never looked back from there.
And it was Mitchell getting to that top of the key three off of the break. It was, I mean, Jared Allen, a couple dunks in between there as well. Evan Mobley had himself a really nice second half. It's almost like they did the same thing with Towns. They were like, forget this. Towns looking like he belongs in this league. Let's make him look like Karl Anthony Towns and commit a whole bunch of stupid fouls and do things that make your head hurt.
Well, Karl Anthony Towns provided us with the highlight of the night. No, it was not Jared Allen missing the dunk that bounced up and then fell through the basket. It was, with about 3 minutes to play, Jared Allen picked Karl Anthony Towns' pocket, and he starts dribbling down the floor. And the first thing I was thinking, okay, don't dribble it off your foot out of bounds, and don't travel. And then he got to the lane. He tried to do the LeBron thing, where he extended his right arm out and then windmilled, slammed it home. I asked him after the game to grade his dunk, and this was his response.
I wanted to look like Bron trying to bring it back. I looked at the replay, nothing close.
A for effort.
So if you go on the website, 923thefan.com, and you check out my post-game wrap-up, the photo I used was of Jarrett Allen in the air. I am. This is really bad for radio, but I'm kind of showing Dan in the studio right now what it looks like. And I got to say, I'm going to have to respectfully disagree with Jarrett Allen. I think my guy Ken Blaze, who works for Imagine Images and the USA Today Network, it is his photo that I used. This got some Bron in it.
Yeah.
Like, it might not have, the video might not sync up with a LeBron windmill, but I got to say that it's the whole reason I used the photo on my story, because I was like, little shades of LeBron. And then, of course, I obviously used the quote you just heard there in my story as well. But yeah, he was going for a Bron exclamation point for the knockout punch. I on a scale of 1 to 10, comparing it to LeBron, I think I'm going to give it a 6.5.
Well, you're a generous grader. I was going to say about a 5, maybe a 4, like somewhere in between there, because you could kind of see, like, there's so much authority when LeBron James does it. Now, some of it is because he's LeBron James, and
right,
he jumps higher and, you know, slams harder and all those kind of things.
If only the lawyers would let me post the photos that I want to post to, like, do the comparison and have people vote on this.
Right.
You know, put a Jarrett's windmill next to a photo of LeBron's, I think if you were to, like, overlay them, be pretty close. So I don't think I'm as generous with my 6.5 as you think I am there, Dan. And I'm not a generous person. You know this.
No, I am aware of such things. But that was a generous grade. That's a generous grade. But you know what? I think more than anything, maybe it might find its way to that height that you were saying of 6.5 or something like that because of this reaction to it, which is like, I tried my best. And then I watched it. It's like, whoo, that's not it. Can I give you a little bit of news?
Yeah, sure.
Adam Schefter, ESPN. The New England Patriots are sending quarterback Joe Milton to the Dallas Cowboys. Sources tell ESPN, Dallas' new backup quarterback to Dak Prescott is now Joe Milton.
Man, he's a guy I wanted for the Browns. I wanted the Browns because it's well documented. Ken Carmen hates me now because I have been bemoaning the lack of quality quarterbacks available to the Browns this offseason, and I have been preaching. Once again, I told you so. There were no good options for the Browns this offseason, and I was in favor of them getting a kid like Joe Milton, you know, who kind of buried on the bench a little bit, young player. Take a look, you know, similar to the Kenny Pickett thing.
Diana Rossini, the trade is Milton and a 7th-round pick to Dallas in exchange for a 5th-rounder, per source. High bar.
You know what? I probably still would have done that.
I would have done it. Absolutely would have done it.
I would have done it because, and I have mentioned this multiple times, we have reached the point of the program where we're just throwing stuff against the wall. That's where we're at. Just trying to figure out where and how the Browns can find that long-lost quarterback. And we're going to kind of get into that today. Again, D. Orlando Ledbetter from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. He is going to join us at 11:20. We got Mike Sando coming your way from the Athletic 1. It's Daryl and Dan in for Baskin and Phelps on Baskin and Phelps on 92.3 The Fan.